Well, our top story, the Takfiri ISIL terrorists who've been involved in the fierce clashes with Iraqi troops over the past weeks are now claiming the formation of an Islamic caliphate or state. In an audio recording distributed on extremist websites, ISIL spokesman Abu Muhammad al-Adnan declared the group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, as, quote, the caliph and leader of Muslims everywhere. He says the caliphate, which is named the Islamic State, will extend from Aleppo in northern Syria to Diyala in Iraq. The terrorist group, which has been financially and logistically backed by the West and their regional allies, is notorious for its fear campaign and ruthless crimes in the conflicts of Syria and Iraq. The Takfiri group claims to defend the rights of Sunni Muslims in those countries, but has killed large numbers of Sunnis along with Shias in both countries. Well, meanwhile, Iraq's army, backed by Sunni tribesmen and volunteers, continues with offensives against ISIL militants. Iraq's top military spokesman says the army has managed to fully clear a Deli Abbas town in Diyala province, northeast of the capital, Baghdad. Troops have also started an operation in Saqlawiya area in Anbar province. The army spokesman added that nearly 140 militants were killed and 50 vehicles belonging to ISIL were destroyed in the operations. The army has also achieved great gains on the ground in the operations in Salah ad-Din, Samarra, Anbar, Babel and Dijla. He added that clashes are underway in the University of Tikrit. Joining us now from Washington is Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor. Now, what authority does the ISIL have to declare an Islamic caliphate and declare Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi as, quote, the caliph and leader of Muslims everywhere?
First of all, happy Ramadan to all of you. I think these guys, this group does not have any legitimate authority. It does not have any legitimacy, and I emphasize the word legitimacy, to proclaim itself the spiritual leader of the world of Sunni Muslims and starts proclaiming fatwas, jurisdictions, all these statements that basically deepen the sectarian rift among Muslims and isolate, it leads to the isolation of Muslims with the rest of the world. And I think Iraq is not the proper terrain. It is basically something that is very theatrics, does not have any substance, does not have any theological foundation, lacks any prestige, is not sanctioned by any religious authority, Sunni, Shiite, others. So I think it should be aborted at its very beginning. And there should be many calls that should have the courage to confront it at its infancy. Otherwise, it just will keep trying to establish a legitimacy that it is not worth it.
Okay, Professor Nabil Mikhail with George Washington University speaking to us from Washington. Professor, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.